mercy and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is the gospel reading that we heard a moment ago. But I've got to tell you, there are many people these days who go about believing that trusting your feelings and instincts actually works in real life. This is especially sad when it comes to making choices between right and wrong. People think that if they follow their heart, it will always lead them in the right direction. Our Lord Jesus teaches just the opposite. He said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sexuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness." What a list. All these evil things come from within and they defile a person. So according to our Lord Jesus Christ, following your heart is a dangerous thing to do. The book of Judges in the Old Testament, it gives an account of some of the worst, the deepest, the darkest, most immoral days in the days of the nation of Israel. It was the worst of the worst time. There was cruelty, obscenity, and hardness of hearts. All reached to their deepest depths in the book of Judges. And the book of Judges ends with this verse. It says, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Some of the most horrible things described in the Bible were considered to be right at that time because people were judged by what they saw was right in their own eyes. This is just another way of saying that they were following their heart. If we take a few moments to think about it, it makes sense that it is dangerous to trust our feelings as a guide to the ultimate truth. Think about it. Do you feel the same way each and every day? If your feelings change from day to day about this or that, does that mean that the truth changes from day to day as well? What about other people's feelings? If you interviewed 100 people and asked them all how they felt at that particular time, you'd get many different responses, okay? Now you go back to the same 100 people a year later and ask them, "How are you doing?" You're going to get a totally different response in many cases. They're not going to say the same thing because they feel different. Many of them won't agree with the answer they gave the previous year. Honestly, do you really want to stake your salvation, the most important hope that we have as Christians, as people? Do you want to risk all your faith upon some feelings that change from day to day? This is probably one of the biggest problems in our world today. People base their ideas of right and wrong on philosophies that come from within. They don't ask, "Is this the right thing to do?" Instead, they say, "Doesn't this seem right to you? Doesn't it feel right? Does it feel right to me? Because that's what's important, isn't it? Does it feel good? Does it feel right for me? Does this make me happy?" Does this give me pleasure? It's all about what makes me feel good. Our society thinks that this is a good, healthy, and wholesome way to live. In a nice way, I'm going to say hogwash. Our Lord says to us today, evil things come from within. The Holy Spirit inspired the prophet Jeremiah to tell us, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? After the flood, the Lord himself said, for the intention of a man's heart is evil from his youth. Yet our culture wants you to believe that what comes from inside you is basically good. The Bible tells us that man is actually evil to the core. I don't know about you, but this frightens the daylights out of me. It means that while I live in this sin-filled world, I'm carrying around a traitor within me. Jesus says that deep down in my heart is a source of evil, not good. Jesus basically says that I can't trust my heart, that my heart is a traitor within me. I carry within my deep core of rotten filth, which is my sin. It is terrifying for Jesus to tell me that my own heart betrays me. The most frightening aspect of this rotten sin within me is that, guess what? I can't do anything about it. Every righteous deed I try to do, every single pure thought I try to have is polluted by the evil that is within me. I cannot help myself because my own heart betrays me and it works relentlessly to drag me down to hell. What hope do I have against such a severe traitor? I would be lost forever if not delivered from my sin. I'd be lost forever unless I was delivered from death and everlasting condemnation. Because that salvation is beyond me. It's outside of me. My salvation is greater than me. And this morning we read from the intro, from this psalm, we hear part of the cry of King David as he called out for rescue from this sinful condition. King David had followed his traitorous heart. He committed adultery with the wife of one of his finest and most loyal soldiers. Then he murdered that army officer to cover up his adultery. And he knew it was wrong. What was his prayer when his pastor Nathan, the prophet, uncovered his horrible sin? We have those words in Psalm 51. In this psalm, David finally did the honest thing. He coughed up and confessed that he was a sinner and that he can do nothing right before Almighty God. David pled guilty to sin. He pled guilty to the charges leveled against him. And he threw himself on the mercy of the court. He begged Almighty God to kill his old sinful self, his old bad, battered, and awful heart, and to create a new heart within him. This psalm is a psalm that we all need to pray. Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. God has already answered this prayer that we pray with King David. God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to take up our human flesh. Since Jesus is the Son of God and is conceived of the Virgin Mary, He was born with a clean heart. He experienced all the temptations that we experience, but He never sinned. Instead, He took the sin of our hearts onto Himself, and He carried those sins onto the cross. And as He hung on that cross, He paid the price that God's justice demands for our sins. He suffered the punishment of hell in our place. We know that the price He paid was more than enough because even the grave couldn't hold Him. He walked from the grave. His resurrection from the dead shows us that God is now ready to create a clean heart within each and every one of us. In order to create a clean heart in each of us, God first puts that old, filthy, toxic, sinful heart to death. It is as the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to say, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We know that our old self was crucified with Him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin." Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. You see, it's God's work, not something from inside of us, but the eternal Word of God that drowns that old sinful nature inside each of us. He then works in us to create that new, clean heart for which we have prayed for. Again, Scripture, God's holy Word. It says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. If we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. When the Holy Spirit plants that faith within us, He does sort of like a heart transplant. Trust me, I know about beating a heart. He removes our filthy hearts, these hearts full of sin, and He replaces it with a new, clean heart. Now, although we have these clean hearts, we still live in this sinful world. Temptations still attack us from all directions. And we often suffer defeat. We fall into these temptations. That's when our new hearts will convict us of our sin. And they'll drive us back to the cross. In this way, God keeps our new heart clean until He comes to take us away from this world of sin. On that day, the angels will carry us to His side in heaven. There we shall wait for the last day when He will raise the dead and take all who believe in Him into eternal life. In that new earth, we shall never be sinful again. You see, each and every one of us was born with a toxic heart. So we were born. That's how we begin our life. It was a heart that loved sin and hated God. And over time, our continuous sinning only made our hearts blacker and more toxic. There was no way that we could trust such hearts to guide us to the truth. Instead, God took our filthy, sinful hearts and He destroyed them on the cross. Now, through holy baptism, He gives us newly created hearts, hearts that fear, love, and trust in Him above all things. Hearts that turn to Him in a time of trouble. And when temptations overwhelm us, then by gosh, they certainly will. hearts that confess our sin in our sure and certain knowledge that God loves us. And for Christ's sake, He will forgive us of all of our sins. These are new hearts that will live with Him in heaven and rejoice before His throne forever. These are new hearts that God has created within us. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.